Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
I don't know. Do you think these are movies? A lot of these I haven't seen. You know, some people would argue that these movies aren't really all that bad. They accuse the Razzies of just picking a handful of major studio releases they want to dump on and then try to fit them into every single category. For instance, this year's Worst Picture nominees are Transformers The Last Knight, which I didn't see, 50 Shades Darker, Baywatch, The Emoji Movie, and The Mummy.
Well, I mean, all those movies probably weren't that great.
They probably weren't that great.
I mean, I didn't see 50 Shades Darker. I know Jen did, but I think that was more of like, you know, the cult following of people that read the book that went to see it. And they'd love to make fun of stuff like that.
Well, those are intended to be funny, aren't they?
No.
Oh, they're not? Sorry.
Baywatch was meant to be funny.
Yeah.
Okay. I think Baywatch was very, like, tongue-in-cheek. Mm-hmm. The Emoji Movie made a ton of money and evidently was really cute for kids.
Yeah. But when you know that almost every other category is dominated by these movies, and all five of them make up the worst screenplay category. Let's see. What do we have here? All right. So we have, like, Oscar winner Jennifer Lawrence picked up a worst actress nod for Mother. But I don't know. I actually heard that was pretty good. And she is an Oscar winner. See, she strikes me, though, as someone that would actually show up to collect if she won.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. I feel like she probably takes it with a grain of salt and is like, heck yeah, I'll go get it.
I wonder if they would even rig it so that she won if they could count on her coming to the ceremony.
Do they actually have a Razzies, like, celebration or whatever?
They do. And I mean, like, Halle Berry has gone before and picked up her Razzie for Catwoman. Sandra Bullock won a Razzie the same year that she won the Oscar for The Blind Side.
She went to both.
Just to be kind of funny, because I think she was in a movie all about Steve or something like that with Steve Carell. I can't remember exactly, but it's always been one of those things that I think that people that don't take themselves too seriously do show up and get their awards, because sometimes they know their movies are crap, you know?
Right. But anyway, Transformers had the most nominations with 9, while 50 Shades got 8, including Worst Actress for Dakota Johnson's performance in 50 Shades Darker.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to take a break here. We got a ton of other E! News, including one of the kids from the horror movie It that was so popular in 2017. One of those kids is apologizing.
Let's get to some sports here. Last night, the Eagles moved on to the Super Bowl. The Eagles moved on to the Super Bowl after beating the Vikings 38-7. Last time someone got beat up that bad in Philadelphia, he had to move in with his auntie and uncle in Bel Air.
All right, 6:39, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102, mostly cloudy, gusty, scattered showers, high of 43, with temperatures dropping to the 30s this afternoon. Right now, well, we're getting close. We're 39 already at Cincinnati's Q102.
Well, there's a 14-year-old kid from the movie It. His name is Jack Dylan Grazer, and he issued an apology video the other day because it looks like he was busted smoking pot.
Oh. All right. Yeah. Let's listen to what'd you say his name was?
Jack.
Jack Dylan Grazer.
Hi, everybody. I'd just like to clear up some past mistakes that I've made. It was a dumb thing that I did due to peer pressure at school. And I've now realized that vaping and smoking pot, it's stupid and it's not cool and it's not worth it. I've learned my lesson and I've learned it the hard way. Please don't make the same mistakes that I did. If you feel peer pressured or bullied, get help. But I just want to thank you for the continued love and support. And I love you guys and I'm sorry.
Says here he played Eddie in the movie, who happens to be the kid with the asthma inhaler.
Yeah. That's how he got it.
Of all the characters from the movie.
The other weird thing is that he posted that video yesterday morning and then he took it down. So I don't know if he was getting more backlash after the apology or
I don't
what,
know. How old is he?
He's
sounds
14.
Young.
He looks 14? Like he's 10.
Yeah, he looks like he's 10.
Jeez.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's hope he learned by his mistake. I don't know. Wouldn't it be funny, though, if he took it upon himself to craft that response, you know, and shot the video and did it himself. His agent
and his
said,
people were like,
what the hell are you doing? Yeah. You're making a big deal out of it. I mean, not that it's not a big deal, because it is, but still.
Deny till you die, buddy.
You know, let's not give this any more attention in the media than it necessarily deserves. What else do we have here this morning?
So this morning, we also have Zach Galifianakis. The new, do you guys remember this show that he had out? It's called Baskets. It's going into the third season tonight with Zach and Louis C.K. They created the show together. Okay. I've never watched it, but evidently it's supposed to be completely hilarious.
I vaguely remember hearing about it.
Well, these two parted ways after the Louis C.K. allegations came out that he had that sexual harassment and that he had done some acts and things like that in front of several women. And Zach Galifianakis is just coming out and kind of saying, like, this is just disgusting. It seriously grosses me out in the weirdest way, and that's kind of all I wanted to say.
So,
and he got really emotional about it too. He was fighting back tears. He said, this is the poison of celebrity culture. Yeah, the fact that someone can think that they can do those things just because they're loved is not cool.
So that relationship is over.
I guess so.
Sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to throw this out there. Andy Richter and his wife have a 17-year-old son and a 12-year-old daughter. And over the years, he's shared some pretty amusing anecdotes about parenting on Twitter. The Huffington Post spent time digging through all of his tweets to recover some of the best ones. A lot of them have profanity, which isn't surprising since they are parenting tweets. But here are some of the highlights.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that my deathbed scenario will just be me and my kids taking turns telling each other to get off our phones. Here's another one. My wife is an excellent mother, and I try to be the best father I can be because, bleep her, she's not going to beat me at this. nice thing about living with kids. That's if you need one. A quick sip of something to take a pill or whatever, there's always a warm, half-drunk beverage within two steps.
That's for sure.
And he also tweeted, I think my children have wasted 85% of all their lifetime beverages. let's see. Here's one. Had a parent-teacher conference. Seems the only issue was my daughter's inability to focus, but I had sort of zoned out, so I can't be sure. let's see. Asking my children to get something for me is basically like asking them to go to another room and forget why they're there. And my favorite one is advice for new fathers. Nobody likes raising kids, so just shut up and pitch in.
These are great.
Thank you, Andy Richter. That is pretty good. All right, that's your latest E! News for now. 6:43, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.